Okay, Erevin Made Easy, take three. So to recap in 30 seconds what we said in the past two shiurim, is that in order to make an Erev without real doors, you need to make sure that it's not a real Rishus HaRabim. Now, again, if it's something which is called a real Rishus HaRabim and not a Karmus, then you're really stuck. You need to make doors that open up, which of course none of our cities really have. So therefore, we need to figure out what is a Rishus HaRabim. Last week we mentioned that basically any open area, which is pretty wide, wider than whatever, 30 feet or whatever it is going to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. We said, well, maybe if there are no roads that go straight across, we said, well, maybe that makes it, you know, not a Rishus HaRabim, because in order to be a Rishus HaRabim, we suggested maybe you need roads that go straight across the town. Then we saw Rav Moshe Feinstein said, doesn't work. So we need some other criteria to make something into Rishus HaRabim that we could claim, hey, our town doesn't have this criteria, and therefore it's not a real Rishus HaRabim. So what is that X factor? The X factor is 600,000 people. Do you need 600,000 people to be present in a Rishus HaRabim in order to make something a Rishus HaRabim? Or can there be a Rishus HaRabim even without those 600,000 people? Says Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, after listing all these criteria, he says the tricky words of V'yesh Omrim. Some say that Shekol She'ein Shishim Ribua, if you don't have 600,000 Ovrim Bo B'chol Yom, passing through daily, Eino Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. According to this opinion, and obviously in Shulchan Aruch, we're in pretty good shape. According to that, in order for it to be a real bona fide Rishus HaRabim, you need to have 600,000 people passing through, which kind of limits real Rishus HaRabims. So the question obviously is, Yesh Omrim. That's only the opinion of Rashi. Rambam disagrees. So how do we paskin? So of course the Mishnah Brura gives the most, one, probably most, arguably one of the most famous Mishnah Bruras, and he writes that Inyan Halacha, he says, since the Shulchan Aruch only writes it as a Yesh Omrim, Mashma Da Halacha Lo Svira Le Kein. We do not paskin like this Yesh Omrim, which leaves us in a bind, because that would mean that even without 600,000 people, you have a bona fide Rishus HaRabim. But the Mishnah Brura points out in the Bar Halacha, one of the most lengthiest Bar Halachas, brings a slew of Rishonim and Achronim each way, and the Mishnah Brura ends off that this, even though we don't paskin like this Shulchan Aruch that you need 600,000 people, since there are many poskim who agree with him, he says, Ein banu koach limchos biyad hasomchen aldeya zu. We're not going to get upset if anyone relies on the shita. Think about what this means. Just stop and think. If you would follow the other opinion, not like this leniency of the Mishnah Brura, that would basically mean that every single town, even if it doesn't have 600,000 people, is a Rishus HaRabim. That would basically mean you can't have an Erev on Shabbos, because if there's no 600,000 people and it's still Rishus HaRabim, so you need doors to be closing. No town has doors closing, which basically means all Eruvin are shot. So the reason why we have an Erev here, the reason why you've ever heard of any Erev, is because we are going like the opinion that the Mishnah Brura says, yeah, don't yell at those Mekilin. So we're like the people that Mishnah Brura says not to rely upon. Just stop and like, we can just understand that for a second. And then the Mishnah Brura says the great words that v'chol bal nefesh yachmer la'atzma. If you want to be a bal nefesh, you could translate that in English however you want. I don't know. Anyone want to take a stab at bal nefesh? Good guy? I don't know. If you want to be a, if you want to be the best.
Sincere.
Huh?
Very sincere.
Very sincere. Excellent. You want to be a sincere individual, really you should baskin the other way and be machmir. And basically what that means is don't hold of any Eruvin at all. Why? Because even if you have 20 people in the town, it would sound like it's not a Rishus HaRabim. It is a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you need doors to close. So that question is, are there any heterim? How can we understand this? So heter number one, you could say, to get out of this, is that even the Ber Halacha seems to acknowledge, and in this long Ber Halacha he says, if there's another factor which pushes us to be lenient, you could combine this lenient sheet of Shulchan Aruch together with that sheet. So after number one is, if we could find some other reason to say that there should be an Erev in this area, then you could rely on the sheet that says, oh, you need 600,000 people. Oh, and maybe this town doesn't have 600,000. That could be the second factor. So this can be a factor, the sheet, this lenient sheet, even according to very frum and sincere people, can rely on this lenient opinion together with another factor. Okay, it doesn't really do us very good because we don't have any other factors. So we need to come up with another hetter. So hetter number two, you could say. And by the way, Rabbi Bechapper in his book doesn't think the Mishnah Berurah agrees to that, although I think it's pretty clear that Bar Halacha does agree to this combining factors, and so says the Nesivos Shabbos. Fine. Hetter number two is, you got to be a stickler, as our introduction gave, is that, listen to this language, V'chol Baal Nefesh Yachmir L'atzmo. What is a Baal Nefesh? A sincere what? You said individual.
Yeah.
Baal Nefesh is a sincere man. Comes along many poskim and say, well, look, a Baal Nefesh needs to be Machmir. And this is what Rabbi Bechapper writes, and I've heard this in B'Shem many people, that says maybe it only means this gender dichotomy. You often see women pushing strollers on Shabbos. The man says he doesn't hold an Erev. Why doesn't the man hold an Erev? Because Baal Nefesh Shach Matzma. Why? There's only 20 people in the bungalow colony, but the man doesn't hold an Erev. There's 20 people in the bungalow colony. No, there's no 600,000. Man says, I don't hold of any Erev. Why? Because Shulchan Aruch only says a Yesh Omrim. But a Baalas Nefesh, a very far from the woman, she doesn't have to follow. See, I'll read this to you. You think I'm crazy? I've heard this name of other people. Bechapper writes this in his pamphlet. We also know that the rationale underlying a prevalent gender dichotomy in the use of Erev between husbands that do not use an Erev, while the wives do so, is based on the Mishnah Berurah's assertion that a Baal Nefesh, it's underlined and italicized, should conduct himself stringently, as opposed to a woman does not. Okay. Wild, right? But it comes out, look, don't laugh, because others are messed over. If you follow with every of those Baal Nefesh, there's no way Reuven at all, no matter how many people are in your town, it seems. So that's hetter number two, maybe the women could carry. You could rely on this Yesh Omrim opinion. If there's no 600,000 people, fine, so it's not a real Rosh Hashanah. You could have telephone poles and make an air of everything is great. Hetter number three, you could suggest, I saw in the Sefer Nesivos HaShabbos, he says, well, look, even the Rambam's, okay, so the Rambam's, the main sheet of it says, even without 600,000 people, you have a real Rosh Hashanah, and now you're messed up. But how many people do you need, according to the Rambam? Very good, you don't need 600,000, but do 20 people in a bungalow colony make it a Rosh Hashanah? I understand the Rambam has no criteria about 600,000 people. But 7 people in a bungalow, or 25 people, or 300 people, does that make something a Rosh Hashanah in one area that now you have to have doors open and closed? Maybe according to the Rambam, you need 3,000 people. I don't know, says Nesivos Shabbos. There's no shear. So maybe that's a third leniency, perhaps you could rely, but he doesn't want to go so far. But note that what is considered, maybe if you have a little small hamlet, or a bungalow, I think a bungalow colony is the best thing. Bungalow colony is 400 people. So that's the whole area. So it's definitely not 600,000 people. So according to the other sheet, the Yesh Omrim, for sure it's not Rosh Hashanah. But according to the Rambam, I don't know. Is 400 people considered Rosh Hashanah? I'm not sure. So Halacha L'maisa, the Olam relies upon the 600,000. And any place that has an Erev, they say, oh, it must be because there's no 600,000 people, and therefore it's not a bona fide Rosh Hashanah. Therefore the telephone poles suffice. So now I ask you the 15-minute question, which we'll only do 2-3 minutes now, we'll pick up next time, is how do you count 600,000 people? No?
Statistics.
But I've got millions of questions for you within the 600,000. You can make 600,000 questions within the 600,000 people. So let's start with one. First of all, what's the area? How do you define this? So first of all, I just want to point out the Aruch HaShulchan has a tremendous clue. This is really hetter number four. But of course, Lamitas Malachas in his footnote and in the Nesivos Shabbos, Rabbi Ribiat, everyone points out no one relies on the Aruch HaShulchan unless great need. But listen to this Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, well, let me tell you, this 600,000 is only talking about if one area in the city, meaning like there's one entrance way to the city, and that's the only way to get into the city, and that like plaza or that like, I don't know, area, I'm not sure, but I'm trying to like, I guess it's like European cities, they were like one road into the city, and then there was like a meeting place to get into that city, that area, that congregated, that kind of area where all the cars came in. If there's 600,000 people in one little area there, that's only a Rishus Rambam. But our cities now, which have throughways in and out of the city multiple ways, this whole 600,000 doesn't apply because there's no one road with 600,000. That's a tremendous kula. According to him, none of our cities really have this actual 600,000, even if there's 5 million people in the city. But since people are coming from all areas, even if there's a lot coming in one row, since there's not one main area, there's no, this like he calls it a sracha, this one like plaza area where everyone enters to the city, and that's the meeting place, it doesn't apply. That's a tremendous kula, but no one really relies on this Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, fine. So how do we define? So now if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, three shittas now, and we'll pick up next time. Three shittas, now is look at the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said you need 600,000 people over in Bo Bechol Yom. That's a tremendous leniency as well. You need 600,000 people to be traversing through this area every single day. It's not enough that there's 600,000 people living in an area. You need 600,000 passerbys. If you think about it, that's a lot more people have to be
like
in the area.
Two.
Perhaps. We'll see a number in a minute by the Rigrus Moshe. But according to the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, straight up Shulchan Aruch, it's very, very lenient because you have to have 600,000 people like passing through a whole town. Very rare are you going to find such a Rishus Rabbim.
Why do you need to have passing through people live there?
So the Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't even know where the Shulchan Aruch got this from. He said he searched all the Rishonim. He doesn't see any of this criteria. Why do you need people passing through? He says he never heard of such a thing. Chipasti b'chol Rishonim ha'omdim b'shitazu v'oniska b'dvreim tanaizeh. He never saw anyone who said this. And then in the Beralach, he brings maybe one or two proofs. But it's a very, very radical point by the Shulchan Aruch. Shita number two is the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim says there needs to be a couple of issues. There needs to be 600,000 around that area. There needs to be 600,000 a lot of those 600,000 pass by on a regular basis. And there has to be the potential that 600,000 could go through at least at some points. So that's not as lenient as the Shulchan Aruch, which needed, in order to be a Rishus Rami, they'd have 600,000 every single day, but he's not as machmer that as long as there's 600,000 in that area, that's enough. He says there needs to have some kind of a mixture. You need to have 600,000 in that area, which sometimes it's possible that 600,000 could go through. The final shita for today is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Well, trust me, I debated how to do this. I figured it's better just to end with Rav Moshe for like 10 seconds, and then we'll have to spend like probably a whole another 15 minutes, maybe another 15 minutes, another 15 minutes, discussing Rav Moshe Shita, and we'll apply that to Kugar Hills, we'll apply that to very practical examples going forward. But let's just end with the one-line sum up of Rav Moshe. The one-line sum up of Rav Moshe is that you basically, it's similar to the Beis Ephraim, that you need to have 600,000, not necessarily passing through every single day, but basically 600,000 on the streets in general, and we'll define what that means, you know, as we go forward. But he says to get that, you know what you need? 3 million people in that area. Because he compares it a little bit to the Midbar, which is really the source of the 600,000. I didn't say this because I thought this was obvious, but I probably should say this. The 600,000 number, we didn't pull out a hat. You know, the 600,000 are the people, the Jewish people that are counted in the Midbar, 600,000. Now, there's going to be a million questions. There wasn't really 600,000 people. There were men and women. There were Erev Ravs, etc. We'll talk about that in the next few weeks a little bit, how that factors into this calculation. They didn't have cars in the Midbar, so how do you factor in cars, trains? We'll get to that. But Rav Moshe says the one-line sum up of Rav Moshe is, at least in a city, not talking about roads, in a city, in order to have 600,000 people in the city itself, there needs to be really 3 million people in the city. Now that's a tremendous clue if you think about it, because most cities don't have 3 million people in that area, and so we'll have to talk how that applies to Flatbush, Manhattan, etc., Kew Garden Hills, going forward.